Rabika Svara Tini Brahmari Raya Rikavie Uyanti Atsuriaha Tijo Varim Ridam Yata Vinimayo Yatra Trisagam Risha Damna Tsvena Sadari Rasta Kuakam Sacham Param Dimahi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So a few minutes ago I was requested to give the Bhagavatam class, so I have nothing prepared. So please bless me that I have something worthwhile to say. And I just heard that the purport has only one line. Jai. Which verse is it? 17? Hmm? 21. Okay. 19, 21. Tat tat vatsan pritan nitva. Tat tat goste nifesha saha. Tat tat atma bhavat rajams. Tatat satma pravistavan Tatat vatsan pitan nitva Tatat goste nivesha saha Tatat atma bhavat rajams Tatat satma pravistavan So it's nice you can learn this verse by heart instead of repeating it and then your mind switches off. Try to, while you repeat it, try to learn it by heart and you keep your mind engaged. So please, next person. Anyone? Tatat vatsan nitva Tatat goste nivesha saha Tatat atma bhavat rajam Tatat satma parvistavam Tatat vatsam pritam nitva Tatat goste nivesha saha Tatat atma bhavat rajam Tatat satma pravistavan Tatat vatsam pritam nitva Tatat goshe nivesha taha Tatat atma bhavat rajans Tatat satma pravistavan Tatat svatsam pritam nitva Tatat goshe nivesha saha Tatat atma bhavat rajams Tatat satma Tatat svatsam pritam nitva Tatat goste nivesha saha Tatat atma bhavat rajam Tatat satma pravistavam Tatat vatsan pritam nitva Tatat goste nivesha saha Tatat atma bhavat rajams Tatat satma pravistatam Anyone learned it by heart? Days of yore, people could speak in poetry. So while they speak, they knew how to end the line. So they are very, very qualified. And we can't even remember the first line, by myself at least. Okay, yes. Tatat Vatsan. The calves which belong to different cows. Pritak. Separately. Nitva. Bringing. Tat-tat goste. To their respective cowsheds. Nivesha. Entering. Sa. Krishna. Tat-tat atma. As originally different individual souls. Abhavat. He expanded himself in that way. Rajam. O King Parikit. Tat Tat Satma. Their respective houses. Pravistavan. Entered. Krishna thus entered everywhere. Translation. O Maharaj Parikit, Krishna, who has divided himself as different calves and also as different cowherd boys, entered different cowsheds as the calves and then as the calves and then different homes as different boys. Please repeat. O Maharaj Parikit, Krishna, who had divided himself as different calves and also as different cowherd boys, entered different cowsheds as the calves and then different homes as different boys. Purport. Krishna had many, many friends, of whom Sridham, Sudham and Subal were prominent. Thus Krishna himself became Sridham, Sudham and Subal, and entered their respective houses with their respective calves. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the pastimes of the Lord are very, very wonderful. Krishna's associates, like Sridham and Subal, they all have different features. And they wear, just like Krishna wears a yellow dhoti, so Subal and the others, they have their own colors. So one wears an orange turban all the time, or wears a blue, just like Balaram wears blue garments, Radharani wears a blue skirt and a pink choli. And things around it changes, but that are the favorite colors, and then generally they wear that. It is said that the kunyas of the gopis, they have their separate dresses. Like one is covered with stars, the sari or the veils, and the other is multicolored, and the other is dressed in crystal colors. And the kunyas are also matching their taste. So in one kunya, everything is white. The peacocks are white, the doves are white, but also the trees are white. And in one kunja, everything is dark blue. And when Mother Yatila goes look for Radharani to check out if she's not with this rascal Krishna, she sees only Radharani on a swing. She doesn't see Krishna because he disappears in the blue, in the dark blue. And in another grove, everything is golden. And there, she only sees Krishna. She doesn't see Radharani. So, the pastimes of the Lord, the associates, they are his eternal associates, and we, the just normal living entities, at least me and some of you, we just play away. If we would enter that pastime, we would be the servant of the servant of the servant, someone who might bring something to give to someone else who gives it to Krishna, like that. And when I understood that in the beginning, I was a little disappointed, because I like to be one of the in crowd. You know, I just liked, you know, when Prabhupada was there, I was sitting right in the front. And if I go to the theater, I want to sit right in the front. I just want to be there where the action is. So when it's the kirtan, I also want to be in the middle to hear the holy name all around me. And so I was a little disappointed. And but then by Krishna's mercy, I realized that although we are insignificant players, if we would return to his abode, then still we would be completely satisfied whatever we would, minimal service we would do. So like that. And because Krishna is so kind, he has time for everyone. Just like a pure devotee has time for everyone. I'm listening to, at the moment I'm working in on background videos for my songs, which you're going to see this Sunday. And while working on Photoshop, I'm listening to Prabhupada lectures or Prabhupada memories. I listen to lots of Prabhupada memories. And then, like I joined in 1973, and I didn't have much association with Prabhupada. I hardly knew him. And the closest I got to him was when I stepped on the back of his shoe. And the only thing he told me, when he turned around and was like, huh, I have to live with that for the rest of my life. So I joined the Hare Krishna movement. I didn't join Swamiji. I didn't even know him. I joined in Amsterdam. And so when I hear the stories of my older brothers and god sisters, and how, you know, how Prabhupada related to them, and how he was interested in everyone who had, even on his deathbed, when Brahmananda was sick or someone else, he was inquiring, how are you doing? Are you okay? While he himself was in such a painful situation. And so if a mother of a devotee, one of his disciples, knitted him a scarf or sent him something, then he wrote back to them. And these days I'm writing letters to many of my godbrothers, presidents, about what I can offer, you know, and they don't even bother to write back, even if I send them a reminder, and it's the most painful thing for me. But Prabhupada had time for everyone, you know, and he had the most busy schedule. He hardly slept, of course, not like us, we need more sleep, but he found time to write someone a letter appreciating or at least acknowledging their letter. And I find in our society that we've become very impersonal, and which is very painful to me. I wrote even two songs about it, you know. There's the anti-social networkers who don't return my mail. They say they didn't get it, but I've sent it without fail. I have to get it off my chest. Or another song of the Beatles, Prabhu, how are you? You must be very busy. Remember the letter I wrote to you, like that. So I'm putting it out in lyrics, because, and this way it's off my chest. But it still hurts me. Fortunately, there are many who do reply my letters. And anyway, so I'm an actor. I'm not a scholar. I'm a singer. I'm a director. And when I direct a play, I use, if I need someone to play Narada Muni, he has to be a saintly person. You know, Prabhupada said you cannot have a farcial. It will be a farce if someone who completely don't follow anything and who's just there for the show plays Narada. Then it's a joking matter. So a demon can be played by someone, or by anyone maybe. But generally, even the demons in Krishna's pastimes are devotees, are actually great souls, you know. Because Krishna, he likes sometimes also to have people who speak up to him or to chastise him. And I was speaking with Kadama Kanana Swami, and he said, "Oh, I get tired of everyone opening the door for me." You know, they just want, because if you become a sannyasi or a guru, then everyone is like, and they never speak their mind to you, afraid to make an offense. And so, and then you become like in an isolated in a tower, and everyone glorifies you, and it's very difficult to stay balanced or on earth like that. I wrote a song about that as well. So when I perform a play, I engage devotees. I work with devotees. One time we staged the Ramayan. Someone else directed it, and I played a few parts in it. And there were two professional actors in it. But they do it either for the money or for fame or adoration. And a devotee just does it for service. Like that. So Krishna's pastimes are eternal, and certain pastimes are fixed, the rasa dance and other stories, but other pastimes and the characters in these pastimes, some of them are always the same persons, but minor persons, they might be in that pastime they are played by someone else, and that's why if you read the stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that sometimes it's in one scripture it's written different the pastimes, or even about two different Buddhas and this, or Lord Nrsingadev pastime here or there, and that is because it's the same lila but differently whoever plays the part. So, for instance, if Krishna enters Mathura, then who does he meet? First he enters and he meets up with the elephant, right? And he kills him. And then he goes, who does he meet of human beings when he enters Mathura? Anyone knows? The washerman. And he asks him for, "Oh, I see beautiful cloth there. Can we have some, please?" And he says, "Who are you? You know? Don't you know what happened to someone else who tried to usurp the belongings of the king, you know, over their head? So better be careful, boy. Clear off." And then Krishna immediately killed him, you know, chopped his head off, I think. And then afterwards, a tailor approached him, and he said, "Oh, my," who was a devotee, and he says, "Oh, my dear lord, could I make some outfits for you, some costumes, tailor fit?" And then a garland maker came, and he said, "Please accept this garland." And Krishna blessed them in different ways. One, he said, "You know, may you be have a long life, and you will be in your next life continue that, etc., etc." So, but maybe in another pastime, when he asked for the clothes to the watchman, he would say, "Of course, which one would you like?" And then he would go to a tailor, and he said, "You make an outfit of who are you?" You know, like that. So those minor parts are different, played and like that. And so this way, it's for Krishna. Like if you do a play, if I perform a play as an actor, you know what's going to happen. If I walk up on the if I go this to the door, then someone comes from the stairs and going to hit me or going to offer me a garland, whatever the play is about. So, and then you have to act, you know, surprised, like people really believe, like you, "Oh, thank you," you know. And if you don't like it, you have to do it, as a director will say, "Oh, thank you," you know, and you don't really like it, or you find it smells not nice, fun. "Oh, thank you." So like that, so the director tells the actor to do like that. So for Krishna, you know, for him, sometimes in his pastimes, because the persons who play the demon or this opposite part, they surprise him sometimes. And he's, "Wow, how do I get out of this situation?" He might scratch his head and, "Wow, amazing. How do I fix that?" Like that. So even, you know, so that's why it's fun for him. Because if he knew exactly what the other person, although he's in everyone's heart, and he puts himself in that yoga maya that he isn't aware. So in this way, otherwise it wouldn't be fun. You know, if someone comes to him, oh, someone does like that, who's that? Oh, it's Subal. You know, then it's not fun for the others, nor for him. So he puts himself into this illusion so that he can enjoy these pastimes. Yes. So, let me just read the verse again. Yeah. So Krishna's pastimes are so beautiful. And if you are attracted to a certain pastime, that is very nice, and you can hear about that pastime, etc., etc., and then you can aspire to go to take part in that pastimes. And it is said that devotees can even, it's amazing that you can take part in Krishna Lila and in Chaitanya Lila, that the soul, you know, like the soul, we have so many like powers we have which we don't use. We have healing powers which you're not aware of. You have like telepathy, you know, like now we all on the telephone and computer, but and so we blunt our senses, because if you don't have those things, then sometimes you think of a person and that you meet that person. There's an amazing story what happened to me when I was in 73. And I was just like a half a year, maybe 3-4 months in the movement. We went to England because Prabhupada was there to either for Rath Yatra or for installing Sri Radha Gokulananda. And I went there and I had left my japa beads on the petrol station outside the toilet hanging there. And so I didn't have any beads, so I was all in distress. Then I was in London, and then a very tall devotee, he called Anaka Dundibi. He saw my condition and he brought me some beads. So that was 1973. And in 1977, I moved to England and I thought, oh, maybe I will see this devotee again and will tell him, hey, do you remember me? I was this. But he had left. He went to India, to Mayapur. So then in 81 or 82, that's the first time I went to India. I went to Mayapur and I heard he was an assistant pujari or a cook. So I went there and I thought, see if he's there and I will tell him, do you remember me? So I walked up the stairs. In those days, the stairs were in a different place. And in the Cons building, I think. And then he came down the stairs. And when he saw me, he thought, that's strange, I was just thinking about you. What happened to that boy I gave the beads to? So things like that in my life, I had by Krishna's mercy many things helping me to develop my faith, because I'm a very doubtful person. Dutch people are very, you know, let us see first of all, like that. We are not very humble by nature. And they are very outspoken, and like when minister presidents, or they go to see the Queen in England, the women, the lady, they all do a reference, reference. You know, you go like this and you bow down, and the Dutch wife of the Prime Minister, she just shook hand. So hello, I'm Mrs. like that, typically Dutch. So I joined the Hare, as I told you, I joined the Hare Krishna movement. As there's not much in the purport, so I just speak whatever comes to my mind. So I didn't have an attraction to Srila Prabhupada. He looked very, like, if I would be rude, I would say grumpy, but like, like this on the back of the Bhagavad Gita. Well, if I see that cover now, that same picture, he looks so full of compassion. It's like almost tears coming from his eyes. But at that time, I was puffed up, proud, and like we don't like authorities, Dutch people. We thought, you know, I joined the Hare Krishna movement and he's the guru. Okay, so what? Like that. So when I saw him the first time in 73, he came to England for Rath Yatra, And I expected someone far out, something golden shining or whatever. But I saw an old sick man. He was very sick at that time. And he was very small. I thought, oh, is that all? But then the next day, he was brought, because he was so sick, with a car to the parade, so to just drive along on the parade. But he got out of the car, and he walked and danced all the way from Hyde Park to Trafalgar Square. And I was distributing like a Juggernaut issue back to Goddard magazine. And I was wiped out, age 23. So I was thinking, wow, he's on a different energy. But despite that, I was still, whenever I saw Prabhupada, I was thinking, is he a pure devotee? So many of you, you know, immediately when you saw Prabhupada, you had love for him and you were appreciative and you saw maybe an aura, etc. I didn't see anything of those things. And even when he passed away, I didn't cry. It was okay. But then years later, the 90s, which is like almost 15 years later, I realized that my greatest well-wisher had gone. And then I cried. But what's so nice about it is that Srila Prabhupada is the eternal guru. And he appears in dreams. And he still guides you like that. And I tell you the last dream. The last dream, I saw him near the manor, and I was in a car, and I got out of the car, and he said, hey, wait, it's Prabhupada. So I went out there, and then we sat down, and I said, Prabhupada, can I give you a massage? He said, and then he took his shirt off. I said, no. I said, leave it on. So he opened his kurta, and so I went behind his back, so shoulders. I felt a little scar, and then I went low to his back, and Hare Krishna, and I felt like a little mushroom, you know, like something here. And then, so I wrote to Shruti Kirti and to Hari Suri, and he said, did Prabhupada had a kind of mole or something here? And he said, yes. And one said on the right side, one said on the left side. And then Hari Soya sent me a picture, and then I realized I'd seen that picture once. But anyway, he had a kind of mushroom here, a kind of a brown mole. But I felt it so clear, so I was massaging him, and then suddenly I felt like that. Anyway, so then we started talking, and while he was talking, a gypsy woman who had like a net where you catch butterflies with, but she was collecting money with it. So she put it right in front of, in between my face and Prabhupada. And I got really annoyed. I'm getting very quickly angry. So I went, ha! And then the money fell out. And then Prabhupada looked at me. But not, like, if I'm annoyed with someone, I go like, you know, I frown my eyebrows and, you know, just looking at me, you can see, you know, I can't hide my feelings. But Prabhupada was full of love. And he looked at me and he said, if you just could be as clean from the inside as from your outside, because I'm from the outside I'm very, very clean, you know, and like that. So it was specific, you know, instruction for me. If you could be just as clean. So I'm trying to work on that. It's very difficult because we all have our conditioning. One has anger, one is lust, one is greed, one is a little mad, one is envious. And we have to work on that. Because we all want to go back to Godhead. And I'm so conditioned. And so I'm just engaging my God-given talents in the service to please his devotees. And by pleasing devotees, I hope to please Srila Prabhupada. And by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, I hope to please the Lord. Like that. And so for me, Krishna consciousness is a festival. I joined when we were all very young, when the oldest was about 25 or 28. Tulsi Das, he was old. He was older. We all were like 19, 20, 21, 22. And we were all dancing during Mangal Aarti. we were hitting the ceiling, and I was thinking, can it be a little more peaceful at that time? A little more mellow from Angularity. They were so fired up. And now in some temples, you know, we have become old, and we behave like we're old men. But we forget that it's chanting, dancing, and feasting. There's hardly any dancing in places where there's lots of older devotees. Some people have health problems, you know, that's one thing. But if you're healthy and you still don't dance, and then you don't give yourself fully as when you were young. And when you don't give yourself fully, you don't get so much mercy. You might be completely absorbed in the words, etc. Then you can be also silent, which is an excuse. But if you just do it because you can't be bothered, because, okay, I'm going to Mangalarti, it's important, I have to go, but or rather be in bed, but like that, then, you know, then you, as much as you give to Krishna, as much as you get back. So that's why in spiritual life, as in material life, enthusiasm is the most important principle. Then a strong desire to become either rich or famous or strong or wealthy or renounced or pure. It starts with determination. You know, even however you feel. Prabhupada said, if you don't feel like it, just act like you feel like it. And then the enthusiasm comes by itself. If you don't, like we used to dance the Swami step. You know what the Swami step is. Swami step, you move to the side and to the side. And generally, the tiles were like that. So the men, for Mangalarti, the men were like this, if the altar is there, and the women like this. And then when Sri Krishna Chaitanya, we all moved. Like now in London, they still do it. We move forward. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. We move forward and backwards. And it's very sweet. And in the kirtan, so the kirtan leader doesn't make the kirtan. It's the people around them. But if the kartal player is there, and the madanga player is there, and another kartal player, if someone is enthusiastic enough to pick some parts up is somewhere else, then it doesn't really come off the ground, the kirtan. It is all of us who has to make the kirtan. And I see people in Mangalarti with their hands in their pockets. One time I just heard my godfather, Ekanatha Prabhu, he wrote a story about one time, it was during Mangalarti, and suddenly there was commotion in the back of the temple. And they looked around and they saw Prabhupada being angry with some devotees. And then they continued the kirtan. And then again they heard again Prabhupada to someone else. And then they had their hands behind. You know, which is also, it's not respectful. If you're in front of a king or in front of your guru or in front of the Supreme Lord, you're either, you know, like this or you're like this if you're dancing. You're respectful, but not like this or like this. It's just like that. And so, in order to become Krishna conscious, you have to become, first of all, conscious. Conscious where your body is, where your mind is, where your hands is, where your feet. Nowadays, hardly anyone gets corrected. After Prabhupada used to correct every time you hear, you know, I've been around, sit properly, don't wiggle your leg like this, you know, if someone just like this, sits like this, you know, not with your hands around your knees, not with your feet spread towards the deity, sit properly. Nowadays, the gurus, they don't hire hardly anyone. In the days of Tamil Krishnamurti, he did it, but nowadays, I never hear them correct, even if someone is sitting with the feet like that, or like that. I don't know why, but anyway. So I'm very outspoken, being Dutch, as I said. So I mentioned it because sometimes people forget. Newcomers, they don't know. Everyone who's old, they know. But newcomers, they don't know. And then if no one rectifies them, then, you know, it's a story about, one nice story about a boy who lost his parents. And then his aunt took care of him. And this boy wasn't a very nice boy. He was very naughty. And he's starting doing all kinds of mischief, even stealing things. But his aunt was thinking, oh, this boy. He's an orphan, poor boy. She didn't want to be heavy with him because he lost his parents, poor boy. So then the boy became worse and worse. And at one time he grew up and he killed someone. So then there was a court case. And he was there. And the aunt was sitting there. And then the judge said, you know, I'll sentence you to death. And the aunt was sobbing, oh, my poor boy. And then he told the boy, he wants to say something. He says, yes, I'd like to say something to my aunt, please. So the aunt came forward, sobbing. And then he said, come closer. She was there, come closer. She came closer, 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 almost she was here. Then he went like, ah! And he bit her ear off. And then everyone said, what a horrible boy. He said, how can you do this? She took care of you all your life. He says, it's because of her that I'm here. Because she never rectified me. That's why I'm here. I'm going to get killed. Yes. It's a saying. I don't know how to say it in English. But a doctor who doesn't treat you right, then the wounds become very, you know, bad. This is, you have it in English, but I forgot how to say it in English. So Crystal Conscious is a festival. It's supposed to be blissful every day. You know, we are so fortunate, you know, to have come in contact with receiving the most intimate knowledge about God, how he looks like, what he wears, what he likes, which flute he plays, his associates, his wonderful pastimes. And it's so exciting. And so we should be feeling we should be so grateful, and we should reciprocate and make life in a festival a part, in the temple a party every day, so that when newcomers come, they say, wow, this is really lovely. You know, everyone is so humble, everyone is so caring, everyone is so full of sharing, thoughtful, and they are warm-hearted and they're enthusiastic, and I want to be part of that family. Does that make sense? Yeah. So do you have any questions about either the verse? Okay, if it's not too difficult, I'm not a scholar. Yes, please. No. And speak slow. I'm a little deaf.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Parivita Prabhu, for agreeing to give class at the last moment like this. Sura put you on the spot, and then you came through with flying colors. Now, as I travel through Europe, I meet a lot of devotees, Dutch devotees from the early days. But I'm just wondering why things didn't take off in Holland.
Why?
Why did things not take off in Holland? It seems a lot of the Dutch devotees, they went to Belgium, they went to England, they went everywhere except Holland. It doesn't seem like there's much happening in Holland. What's going on?
Well, I could say something, but I don't. They took the deities away. They took our soul away. They took Jagannath, who was installed by Srila Prabhupada, to Radhadesh. And Sisi Radha Gopinath and Lalita Vishakhi Devi, they brought them to Radhadesh. And we were left with Gornitai. And we had a huge place. But in the 80s, when our GBC guru fell down, the Sankirtan stopped and it just became smaller and smaller. And we in Holland, we don't have many older devotees living there, and we don't have an Indian congregation who support the temple. Like if you have England is very rich. And in London, and in the manor, the Bhaktivedanta manor, they're trying to build a haveli, which means a building, because the temple room, like this one, on Jamasami, is too small for them. So they have tents, but they want to have a building. And just one person just gave £1 million just as a donation towards it, and it will be like 60 million, you know, pounds or something like that. And they're rich. You know, Mr. Hinduja, you know, he comes every morning for Guru Puja, for greeting of the deities in London, and they give huge donations. Well, we're trying now, we haven't had Rath Yatra for 2 years, and we're trying this year to get a Rath Yatra, but I don't know if we get the money together. So it's very, very small. The temple is so small that we don't even have residents in the temple. And the reason why, you can blame the GBC, you can blame the TP, you can blame the congregation. It's not Krishna. I don't know, I don't want to point fingers, although I do point fingers in private life. But I don't want to do it in class because they might hear it. Do you know what Parvida said about you? So, like that, you, with internet, Prabhupada said, you can write, you can say something in private if you write something down. You know, if people, they say bad things on the internet, and then it comes to the person, you know, and sometimes it's not true. But, so, you have to be very careful, and like now these classes are, you know, anyone, a friend of the person I'm might be hearing it. Like, any other question? Yeah,
you mentioned how in Krishna's pastimes, or the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, how the minor parts are played by different personalities. Like, you know, certain pastimes happen in different days of Brahma, for example, so there's different persons that perform those minor parts. So I'm just wondering where does that statement come from as far as that's the actual.
You can see it because in the, it's not a statement. It's for me seeing because I'm writing dramas, right? I'm studying them, and sometimes if you read like incarnations, then you see that in these pastimes, it is written that certain pastimes, that is in the scriptures, I don't know where, that certain of these pastimes, like the Rasa dance or maybe Govardhan Lila, that they are fixed. And others are not fixed. So the characters, when Krishna has his pastimes in a universe, then those who desire to take part in his pastimes, they go to that specific universe to take part and have small parts, either a citizen of Ayodhya or a citizen of Mathura, a citizen like that. And then they can either be behaving as a devotee and then go back to Godhead, or blow their chance to perform devotional service. So in this way, certain characters, they like the one who gives the flower garland, etc., they go back to Godhead. So then someone has to play it in the next pastime. He doesn't come back again to play it again. You understand? That is my understanding about it. It's not written in the scriptures. It's just my philosophy, my speculation, or my understanding from otherwise, you know, if someone is liberated, then they go back to the spiritual world. Then they stay there, except like mother, you know, other characters. I just read, which was for me mind-blowing, that Arjun, that he stays here to perform these it's a Bhagavad Gita thing all the time, that certain characters stay in this world. Just like now, in this material world, there are certain characters like Parasaram, or I think Vyasadeva also, they are still amongst us. We just can't see them. So for that, I don't have it written down that these characters are played by different personalities. It's just my understanding with my minute intellect. Does that make sense to you, Prabhu?
What you're saying is correct, because when the day of Brahma changes, it's stated in the scriptures that Indra changes, the different, you know, Manus change. Yes. It says this person now becomes Indra, this person becomes one of the seven sages. So these are parts, or you could say positions, that are taken by different individuals in different kalpas.
And it's up to them what they do with it. Just like sometimes Indra, you know, he has the story and that he gets all eyes on his arms, but not every Indra. It just was one particular Indra. And so, and also with Govardhan, the story of Indra, one Indra might be more heavier than the other one. You know, it's up to their pride. I wrote a musical on Govardhan, so I studied that. And, you know, he was thinking, you know, who is this talkative boy, you know, 7 years old, you know, so bold, and how dare he stop my sacrifice, you know, and then he said, Samvartaka, destroy all of them, even the cows, he said, you know, he went that far, he was so angry, and so, kill them all, like that. So, but not all Indras, if you're in a position, you have the tendency to be proud. If you're good looking, you have the tendency to be proud. If you're rich, you have the tendency to be proud. But not everyone is proud. I think I've never met him. I think this Ambarish Prabhu, he is very, very not proud. The opposite of proud, my godbrother, although he's very rich. You see, but others who are not that rich, they're very proud on their penny. I'm rich, you know, here I come, make way. I'm a Prabhupada disciple, I'm very important. Like that. You see, so it's what you do with it. So that's why by studying, by writing songs and by studying a pastime to make a musical, just like Dhruva Maharaj, then you, in order to write into a song and into poetry, you have to study it, you have to read it again and again and again. And, you know, and then inspiration comes. So you know this pastime inside out. And from those understandings and, you know, study, it came to my mind that, you know, we have a chance to become a tailor or a washerman. And then whatever we do with it, it's the result. Okay, I think it's time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All have a wonderful day. Be happy. Hare Krishna. And tonight, I've heard, there is a Harinam to Santa Monica or something like that. Santa Monica, please join us at 5 o'clock. Bring your dancing shoes, cartels and madangas. Haribol.